Brian Fox, the head coach of Elyria Catholic, who's up next. So Terry Howell quickly goes from the Clearview highlight to the Elyria Catholic highlight, just to make sure we had it right, coming back with EC head coach Brian Fox. Not only second-year head coach of Elyria Catholic, but the reigning Division V Coach of the Year in the state of Ohio. How about that? Yeah. I mean, that's a way to get things started in your head coaching career.
What do you do for an encore?
That's the question.
I had a lot of kids make me look really good last year. So I still contend I don't know what I'm doing. But, I mean, we scrapped an entire game plan and just put a running back in at quarterback for a playoff game. So I really must have seemed lost on that one.
Hey, it got you two rounds deep, and obviously, boy, that one-point heartbreaker in the regional semi, but still an unbelievable year for EC. So how much did that just re-energize the program and re-energize the community to say, okay, EC football is back to where it has been?
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement, and, you know, you can really see in our youth group right now, we got 25 freshmen, I think, coming in. We just now ran out of eligible numbers. I think we're going to have one freshman who's going to be in two different numbers just so we can keep them eligible. So, you know, when you jump from 45 kids in your program to over 60, that says a lot about how the community kind of took that.
But you lost some great players. I mean, obviously, Leighton Banjoff and those type of players that just really took the team on their back at times. But you returned some great players. So talk about the returnees, the guys that kind of went through it last year and said, we want to get back there again. We've had a taste of that EC postseason football.
Oh, yeah, and we have a lot of talent coming back. And it's hard to kind of wrap your head around when you lose a lot of those guys. And we had some spectacular seniors. But really, I mean, especially offensively, you look at our offensive line. We're turning Branson, who's pretty good. I don't know. You guys are. He is a gigantic player who is incredibly athletic, had a very good offseason. But also, you know, along the line, we have Ryan Rourke, who's a junior who played a whole lot of football for us. We had Darius Randleman, who is a returning all-conference player who's just about broke a few of our bars squatting this offseason. And then just countless other players. We have a soon-to-be sophomore stepping up who may very well play both sides of the ball. But then again, at receiver, you know, you have Jarrett France, who made so many big catches for us. He's returning all-conference. Connor Trockley, who's getting a lot of college looks right now, another tall receiver. And then Nate Damron's really starting to emerge, and he's 6'4" with a 6'7" wingspan, another good receiver. But defensively, we got a lot of kids coming back who maybe didn't get as much recognition. One, obviously, Jack Griffin was first team All-State. He got plenty of recognition last year, but we got a lot of guys who kind of played smaller roles. I mean, you had, at linebacker and safety, we had so many guys already in spots, but you got guys like Zach Borsica, Josh Miller, Luke Constantino, David Leeper, who are stepping into much bigger roles that showed us a lot last year and I think is going to blow up this year.
Brian, is the philosophy, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? I mean, you went to the playoffs last year, two rounds deep, you scored points, tough defensively. Pretty much you're going to do what you did last year schematically?
It'll be similar. We just have such a different group of seniors, both personality-wise and, you know, it'll be a little different, you know, when you have a little less experience at quarterback. We have a kid who's incredibly talented at quarterback, but, he doesn't have the experience that Cam English did. But, you know, it'll be a lot of the same, but we're kind of tweaking things in a small way to try and, you know, hopefully fit our talent better.
Brian, you know, the thing that really stuck out for me last year was, you know, Banjoff in English. It was refuse to lose. And you know, yeah, that term probably gets overused, but those guys lived it. I mean, they really they just refused to lose. They said, we're not – there was no question. Do you have those guys? Do you have that kind of core guy that this year is going to say – this is who we are as an identity? Because I think that was the identity of that football team last year. You did a great job. A lot of talented, really, kids, and you put them in the right spots. But they were going to be successful. But I think what got them over the top was that leadership from within. Do you have those kids that can do that for you this year? And that's a big one to haul. That's a big way. That's a big. That just doesn't happen. Kids just don't wake up and say, you know, Bandroff is a. I spend a little bit of time around lane. I listen to. That's a different kind of kid. You know, they don't come around every day.
Yeah, you don't see kids run the way he did, and some of the other guys you may not have seen as much because they're on the old line. They're not getting as much looks. But Griffin Davies and Jack Decker, they were the consummate players for us, where they just were so physical, so violent. I mean, you should have seen the what was going on in the locker room when Jack Decker was talking before that game. It was absolutely unbelievable. You definitely hope we got guys who have the ability to do that. We have, but like the personalities of the seniors are totally different. Like it's, you got some goofy kids who actually work really hard, but you're just like why? Why are you acting like this? And then you got other kids who are just incredibly the physical, your throwback types. And I think we definitely have the leaders who can do that. It's just about whether or not they're going to take the reins over and understand that Griffin's not going to be there to go crazy at Holy Name, and Jack isn't going to be there to, you know, inspire you at Bay, and Leighton Bandroff isn't going to be there to really carry the ball and team through a lot of the issues. But, you know, we have the leaders to do it. It's just about understanding how to lead.
Brian, a little bit of a different look in your league this year, especially with Buckeye coming in, a perennial playoff team out of the Patriot Athletic Conference. I know we've got that game as part of our Medina County matchup with EC and Buckeye, but your thoughts on the league this season?
I'm excited. It's two great additions. You know, Buckeye has been so talented, and, you know, they're really going to be challenged coming into an atmosphere, but, you know, it's they only made the conference better. They only made the challenge greater, and they're only going to help everybody around us. You know, there's going to be less out-of-conference games where you're scrambling to find people, but you know, you hope you can end up playing a team like Buckeye to really challenge your team and figure out who they're going to be. You know, we drove a long way to go play Mogador last year, and that was probably, you know, it definitely didn't go the way I wanted it to, but I can promise you it was probably one of the most important games, and it's good to have games like that where you're going to be tested physically and mentally, and that's why I'm excited to have teams like that in our conference.
So what are the expectations? I mean, Tom was joking, I think, when he said, what's the encore? But seriously, what's the expectations for EC football this year? You've tasted it. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you don't want to slide backwards, so absolutely. Where's the bar?
You know, I'm a very process-oriented guy. You know, you look at results, and we played some games where we won last year where I really wasn't happy with, and then we played some games where, you know, I probably had more fun, been more proud of kids after that Genoa game, and even though you didn't get the result you liked, the process was there, and you really understood and you saw the growth. So what I try and talk about over and over again is you're not going to get today back. You know, we'll never have today back. We'll never be able to prepare. It's just all about today. Did we do enough to get ourselves in a position to win a state championship? Because you never, you know, everyone says you don't want to look ahead, but you really do. You know, we didn't come here to win one game week one and then go home. You know, if you're looking ahead at the state championship and you have your eyes on the present, you know, you're using the state championship to focus you on what you need to do today. I think it's perfectly okay to talk like that. And as long as our focus is the process and not the result, I think we have an opportunity to do every bit of what we did last year.
There you go. I think that's about as well as you can say it. I know you were patient and you waited, so we appreciate that. Hopefully you got a great meal here at the Brew Kettle.
The food here is spectacular.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, your team was spectacular last year. That was a fun club to watch and to call the games. And obviously, we've got you on a few times again this year, so we're looking forward to that. And you've brought an exciting brand of football to EC. Hats
Thank
off
you
to
so
you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And
Thank
again, D5 Coach of the Year, man. That's awesome. No, really, that is.
Yeah, that was awesome. Definitely D5. A team award.
There you go. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Brian Fox, the head coach of Elyria Catholic.